Celebrating 40 years. WCDO AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge and Unadilla, and in Norwich at 92.3 FM. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. It is senior night here in Sydney, high school football. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson, live from Alumni Field, as it's Sydney and BG, a highly anticipated matchup. BG coming in state-ranked 4-0, sixth in the state in Class D in the Sports Writers poll this week. Sydney at 2-2. And going to be a good one, a great crowd on hand here for senior night for Sydney and BG. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show. Butler has been a longtime supporter of high school sports here on CDO, and they have the biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7 Riverside right here in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Sky, I was thinking about it earlier. I haven't jinxed it yet. Beautiful weather again, and we couldn't ask for a better matchup tonight, Sydney and BG, Route 7 rivalry.
It's right down the road from each other. I was looking forward to this one, too. We kind of had a feeling this was going to be the one we were going to do a week ago, and I've been looking forward to it since. This one's always fun because right down the road, you get a lot of people here. You said that rivalry, it's great.
I know a lot of people will be looking for Delhi and Tioga updates tonight. Of course, the Bulldogs are out in Tiger Country, out at Tioga. Delhi, a very deceiving 2-2. They've had a really tough schedule. Delhi, a very good football team, taking on a Tioga team that seems maybe a little more beatable this year. They lost their first game, and I think it was a 36-game winning streak. They lost to Chenango Forks, which totally fine. Losing to Forks is another powerhouse team, but we'll see how that goes tonight. We have a person out there that's going to feed us some updates, so we'll pass that along to you. All right, we'll take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. We've gotten through the anthem. We're going to have the coin toss now, and when we come back, senior night here in Sydney, it's the Sabres and the BG Bobcats on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. See the inventory and apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. That's butlerautosales.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Skylar Thompson with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. Always appreciate their support. A busy weekend. We're really getting kind of into the teeth of the season here, Sky. And this one is, boy, everybody has been talking about this around the Bainbridge community, around the Guilford community, the Sydney community. This is all I heard about this week. I had a chance to go down and talk with Coach Regas before the game for BG, and he goes, Nate, all week, it's all anyone's been talking about. I'm ready to just forget all that, flush it, and go out and play. So I think these teams are hungry to just get out there and decide it on the field.
It's what you look forward to all week. I mean, the closest rivalry I had when I played was, of course, Norwich. We brought that up a couple times here. These guys, as we said, are right down the road from each other, so you know that they know each other off the field. They're close. They probably see each other quite a bit outside of school, outside of athletics. There's some bragging rights for this one, especially on senior night. Seniors always like to beat one of their top rivals to finish off the career.
Yeah, totally agree. Senior night, a lot at stake here. Great crowd. There was a soccer game right before this. Sydney boys defeated Unadilla Valley GMU combined squad 1-0. So the crowd kind of hung around from that. We had a great senior night performance. The cheerleaders are here. The student section is out in full force. If you're around the Sydney area right now, stop up. It's a great atmosphere for high school football and probably one of the last nights where you could get away with a light jacket or some short sleeves. It's going to be cold football weather coming up here pretty soon.
Coming up soon, and another game to watch, not really in your area, but you brought up the Forks game. Maine Endwell and Chenango Forks is always a great game every year. ME, I guess, is pretty strong this year as always, but Forks is as well. So that's always one of those games that people in our area, Section 4, always like to watch for.
You know, we were talking about ME last week, and then Waverly, of course, defending state champs, took ME to the wire, a one-point game. Maine Endwell wins, I think it was 42-41 on a last-second play.
They went for two in overtime,
right,
is what I was told.
Just unbelievable. I got to see the highlights, and one of the McPherson brothers was there taking photos, and he said, Nate, this is a game for the ages. So always awesome when some of these Section 4 juggernaut teams get together. So we'll definitely be keeping an eye on that one as well.
And you mentioned BG being state-ranked here early on in the season. We haven't seen them since the very first week of the year. I'm curious to see any kind of improvements, changes they've made. And we're seeing two of the better quarterbacks, if not the two best quarterbacks. Don't want to say that just yet, but two of the better quarterbacks in our area that have been for the last couple seasons.
Yeah, as Bainbridge-Guilford comes in ranked sixth in Class D in the state this week. Tioga's one, and Deposit Hancock, also 4-0, comes in ranked eighth. And Delhi's on the honorable mention list. DH tomorrow, I would love to see this game if we weren't busy with a thousand other things, but DH is out at Lansing tomorrow. I think that could be a really good game.
Yeah, we saw Lansing play Sydney here, and we were both pretty impressed by that Lansing team, especially that offensive line. I'm curious to see that one, too, because DH is good this year, like you said.
Lansing went to Delhi last weekend, pulled out a squeaker of a win. Really good game back and forth there between Delhi and Lansing. All right, we're getting set for the kickoff here. Sydney is in the home gray uniforms, the gray helmet, the maroon and white trim, and they have pink socks on, of course, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so they've gone with the pink socks. I really like the BG away uniforms, all white with the navy blue trim, kind of that Michigan-looking style helmet with the white striping. Just a sharp, almost kind of a cross between Penn State and Michigan almost kind of look here for BG tonight.
It really is, and as great as those uniforms are, as we pointed out, last time we were here, we mentioned Ben Roethlisberger, and there is a Ben Roethlisberger jersey being worn right here in front of us. I almost think that was supposed to happen.
What really? What are the chances of that? We've been bringing up old NFL names, and one is sitting in the stands below us here tonight with the Big Ben jersey. So we're underway. BG will receive. And this is Declan Marshfield to the far side, ripped down at the 35, but a nice little 10-yard return. BG's going to have the ball first, going right to left. You're on the road, Sky. How does BG settle in and kind of get rid of the nerves here on this first drive?
Yeah, like we talked about, we did them a couple weeks ago, very first week of the season, when they played against Walton at home. And Connor Dady, their quarterback, he turned the ball over a couple times through a couple interceptions that we're not accustomed to seeing him do. So you don't want to turn the ball over, have any penalties, set yourself back to start the game early. Run your offense, get comfortable, quiet down the Sydney fans here on their senior night, and just get into an early rhythm.
So BG again starting at their own 35, going right to left. They're going to throw, go right outside to Marshfield on first down, turns the corner, stiff arm, 40, 45, out to the 48. And he's knocked out of bounds there, but not before picking up a first down. You get him on the edge, he's so dynamic out there.
And I like that play call to start the game. It was just a quick little pass. He was in the shotgun, threw a quick little pass to the guy on the wing there, give him a little bit of room, get your offense going, get some positive yards. Don't try to hit the big one early on. Get things going, get things rolling, then go for it.
So BG already up to midfield here, right at the 50-yard line, again going right to left. Thanks for joining us on the Butler Auto pregame show. Butler is a huge sponsor here of all our high school sports coverage, so a huge thank you to them. We're scoreless early between Sydney and BG. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson tonight, and Jim Tomeo is our producer down on Main Street in the WCDO studios. And here is Connor Davey, the dangerous quarterback here for BG. So tough with his arm, tough on his feet. Wants to run here. Gets to the outside, slips the tackle. He's at the 40 and dives across the 40 up to the 36. He's got the first down after it looked like he was going to be dead in the backfield.
Yeah, that's a great example of what we might see from both sides tonight with Dylan Easton on the other side. But shoestring tackle there by the Sydney defense to prevent the longer run. But I like what I'm seeing so far from this BG offense.
About 11 and a half to go here in this first quarter. Scoreless between BG and Sydney. But the Bobcats are driving on the opening possession of the night. Two wide receivers split to the left, one to the right. BG going right to left. Davey in the shotgun. Running back off his right hip. They got a man in motion. It's Marshfield. They want to throw. They go up over top. It's caught and then dropped at the 5-yard line. It is incomplete. They were looking for Parker Butiste. They hit him in stride, and he just couldn't hold on.
And he knows it, too. You can tell by his reaction. He is not happy with himself for that drop there. What a ball, though. He couldn't have thrown that any better. Right in stride. The runner didn't have to slow down or anything. It was literally perfectly thrown.
Yeah, really nice play design. And a great throw there by Davey. They just couldn't haul it in. So second down and 10 coming up.
And I like that. When he went back in the huddle there, the quarterback, he gave him a little fist pound like, it's okay, we'll get the next one. I like that.
As I said, a second and 10 here for BG. Scoreless opening possession of the game. BG and Sydney were a minute in. We got a flag on the play on second and 10. And we'll see who this is against. I believe going to go against BG.
And BG showing up in style, Nate. Look right across there. They got some glowing, like bright white like necklaces being worn right now.
Yeah, so their fans on the far side got some light-up glow necklaces on that far side. And you know that they're going to travel well, not too far to go for their fans tonight. And so, well, this is actually going to go against Sydney. And so I believe it's a penalty, and we've seen this a few times this year, Sky, where they want the Sydney sideline to, they're crowding up on the field too much, so it's kind of almost like a warning to say, hey, get away from the field here. We've seen that from a couple different games this year.
Yeah, we saw it literally last week, the Sydney sideline, same thing. The first one's a warning, but then after that, then you actually do have yardage added on.
So this is a 2nd and 10. That's what that flag was for. Scoreless between BG and Sydney. With a minute gone here in the first quarter, BG dancing out of the pocket. Here is Connor Davey again on his feet. He's got the first down across the 30-25 before he's brought down at the 23. So dangerous on his feet. And again, the pocket collapsing around him. Sydney getting good pressure. Davey able to escape.
Yeah, I liked what the Sydney defense did there. They had a guy following him. He just made one too many moves that were hard to bring him down. But I like that. Follow him around. You know, don't let him try to get outside the pocket like that. I like the game plan for Sydney. Just got to execute just a little bit better.
So a first down here for BG, driving on their first time with the ball tonight. They're at the Sydney 23.
They are.
SBG offense has been very potent this year. And they're looking to get a good start here tonight against Sydney. Trips to the right. They're going to hand off. A run to the outside, stopped here by the Sabres. And a loss of yards here for BG. Breaking through there for Sydney. A great play in the backfield. A loss of about 4 on the play was Jesse Newell ripping down the ball carrier, Isaiah Hampton.
And that's something we've seen the last 3 weeks that we've covered Sydney, is they make these great plays up front. It's just got to be a little bit more consistent, but we know they can do that, especially against the run.
Jesse Newell received our defense player, dynamic defense player of the game against Lansing 2 weeks ago, and you can see why there with a great burst. Second down and about 14 coming up, 9:45 to go first quarter. We're scoreless. BG with the ball, marching against the Sydney defense. Davey flushed out of the pocket. Newell is chasing him there. Davey on the run. It's through the hands of his receiver. A great throw on the run there from Davey, but again, BG can't haul it in through the hands of his receiver down near the goal line.
And that was, everything was perfect except the end there for the BG offense. He escaped the pocket well, kept his eyes up downfield. The receiver saw the play became broken, so he made a different cut back towards the middle of the field. Great throw there, just didn't make the catch.
What a throw by Davey on the run, under pressure, and hit his receiver right in the hands again. But here we go, a big third down, about 3rd and 14 for BG.
He looks very, very comfortable right now throwing the ball to me on these pass plays that we've seen. And I think part of that's that first one, just get him in, you know, a little bit of a rhythm, the quick one there. But I'm liking what I'm seeing so far.
9.5 to go first quarter, scoreless between Bainbridge Guilford and Sydney. Friday Night Lights football here on CDO. BG with the ball. They're at the Sydney, about the 29-yard line here. Davey rolls out to his right again, pulls it, has nowhere to go, slips a tackle, and maybe gets about 5 yards back to the original line of scrimmage. And so again, the Sydney defense holding here with 9:20 to go in this first quarter. Scoreless still. This will bring up 4th and 11. Looks like the Bobcats will go for it deep in Sydney territory at the 25.
I'm really liking what the Sydney defense is doing. It almost looks like what Oneana did to them last week, where wherever he goes, we're bringing at least one guy and hoping the others will follow along as well, because he's not getting a whole lot of open rooms. The other plays where he's broken, it's just because it's been a great move.
4-down territory. Yeah, Davey always dangerous, and we'll see what BG decides to do. They want to throw. Again, they're going for the end zone, and this is over the hands of his outstretched receiver's hands. He was looking for Marshfield. It was about a yard too far, maybe half a yard. Sydney holds, and a turnover on downs. They'll get it at their own 25.
Great, great recovery by that Sydney defense there. It looked like BG was kind of just moving the ball down the field, but that stop on the run play there to basically change the flow of the offense was huge. And then, you know, they caught a couple breaks with the passes that weren't completed, but great third and fourth down stop.
Defensive coordinator Tom Morris, also the boys' basketball coach here at Sydney, he's got to be thrilled with how his defense stepped up. All started with that Jesse Newell tackle for a loss. So here's Sydney going left to right. Our first look at them tonight. Here's Corbin Cash with that hard nose running we saw last Friday. And Oneonta picks up about 5 yards on the play out to the 30-yard line.
And we saw him as the game went on again that he just, as the game goes on, he gets stronger. But I think the Sydney offense wants him to start the game like that, pick up those yards, make life easier for Dylan Easton.
8:20 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless between Sydney and Bainbridge Guilford. The Sabres defense comes up with a big stop on BG's first drive, and now Dylan Easton here on senior night looking to make something happen. They go right back to Cash, left side, tackled right as he hit the line of scrimmage. So it'll be third and about 4 or 5 coming up here for Sydney going left to right.
Nate, after doing the last couple games of the Sydney games, what are your thoughts on what the Sydney offense needs to do tonight?
I like trying to establish this run early, just like they're doing with Cash, because then maybe that opens some things up for Dylan Easton to run, and maybe to open up that passing game to Russo and Loeffler. But I think you got to start with Cash, right, and get that established.
I think you're right. And then once they know that you're willing to hand the ball off and you're picking up those yards, it allows him to have a little bit more space.
Here's Easton, steps up in the pocket, but nowhere to go. And the BG defense collapsing in, and they're able to bring him down. That was Timmy Kinter in for the sack on Easton.
And they went to the pass that time. So interesting there. They picked up a few yards on the first couple plays there, first and second down. Third and short, I was surprised to see them drop back there, but maybe they saw something that they liked and wanted to take a shot.
Boy, and BG brought the house there, too, and they were able to get to Easton pretty quick. So Sydney's going to punt this away with 7 minutes to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless here in Sydney at Alumni Field, and it'll be Easton punting it here for the Sydney Sabres, going left to right. Good punt here from Dylan. Hang time all the way back to the BG 40. BG's going to let it roll. Takes a Sydney bounce down to about the BG 37-yard line, and the Bobcats will go right back on offense. So the Bobcats will have it here. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. We're scoreless between Sydney and BG with about 6:40 to go in the first quarter on WCDO.
Don't just rake leaves this fall. Rake in the savings at SFCU.
We have an awesome share certificate special for fall. Right now, earn 4.25% APY with a $500 minimum balance, or 4.5% APY with a $100,000 minimum balance.
And the best part? You pick your term, either 4 months or 12 months, your choice.
But these great rates are for a limited time, so act now and lock in your high-yield share certificate rate today.
Stop by any SFCU branch or go to sfcuonline.org. Federally insured by NCUA. SFCU. Banking easier.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
We're back, and BG has the ball after the Sydney punt. They did try a little quick out on first down, an incomplete pass. So BG now a 2nd and 10, again in the white uniforms, the all-white here tonight, the navy blue trim and that navy blue helmet. Going right to left, they have the ball on their own 36-yard line.
They tried to start first down just like they did the first possession. The Sydney sideline and defense, not happy though. They thought it might have been a backwards pass, looks forward to me, but Sydney did fall on, so they were definitely hoping for the ball back.
Hand off here for the Bobcats, and they got some running room down the right side. Nobody is going to catch him to the 10, to the 5, and a touchdown for BG, about a 60-yard scamper for Isaiah Hampton, and BG is on the board with 5:45 to go in the first quarter. We do have a flag out near midfield. Oh, is this one coming back?
He's not going to be happy, because I can tell you right now, that kid could fly.
He was gone.
There was no one catching him, and as someone once upon a time, about 10 years ago, oh, yep, there you go, coming back.
Wow.
Yeah, when you know you're that fast and you break free and you're all the way through, there is no reason for anyone to do anything. And so that's a tough break right there for BG, but wow, he could fly.
Yes, Isaiah Hampton turned the jets on, and we've talked about it many times, Sky. When you are off to the races like that, that's the last thing you want to do. You turn around in the end zone, and you see that yellow flag. But boy, Sydney gets a little bit of a break there. The flag on the play for a holding call against BG. So now this is going to be 2nd down and about 6 to go. BG on their own 41, going right to left. So a touchdown called back by the flag. Still scoreless with 5.5 to go, first quarter. Connor Davey barking out some signals. He's got trips to the left, one wide receiver to the right. He's got Hampton in the backfield off his right hip. Davey pulls it, runs, got the first down, and again right down the sideline. Davey might go now to the 30, stiff arm, and he's going to take it to the house. Back-to-back plays, no flags this time, and Davey says, we'll take that six.
That time they faked it to the running back. He kept it, went around the same side off the right side. Same kind of thing. Nice stiff arm there, but wow, he can move too, Nate.
Wow, back-to-back plays. The first one for Hampton gets called back. Davey says, let me try it. He goes right down the same sideline, and they made a couple tacklers miss, and BG's on the board, 6-0. They'll go for the extra point here with 5:09 to go in the first quarter.
I'm sure the first thing he thought when he got that end zone, turn around to see if there was a flag down.
Extra point is blocked, went into the line, and Sydney got a piece of it. So that keeps the score, BG 6, Sydney nothing. And it's Connor Davey with a 60-yard touchdown scamper to get the Bobcats on the board. For Skylar Thompson, I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge, proudly support local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is now open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner with an additional specialty menu on Sundays. Jerry's Inn is a great place for family dining and to check out the local high school sports wall of fame. Come and enjoy that iconic Jerry's atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge. We look forward to serving you soon.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Skylar Thompson with you on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. You can listen there anytime for free, courtesy of SFCU. So again, BG had a 60-yard touchdown run, called back by a flag. Very next play, they do it again, and Connor Davey this time cashes it in for six. And BG will kick this one off. Sydney will take it in the end zone and look to bring it out here, so they will be starting out by the 20. 5:10 to go, first quarter, BG 6, Sydney nothing. So impressive with the speed there by the Bobcats guy.
Yeah, both guys back-to-back plays. The one gets called back, very next one takes it all the way to the house. That's what makes this team so difficult to stop. There's so many different weapons on this offense, and as you said, it's a high-powered one at that. We've seen a couple guys get open on the pass plays. We've seen the long runs. We've seen the quarterback be able not only to throw but run himself. It's tough to stop all those different weapons.
And that is what has made BG such a successful team, 4-0 coming into tonight's game, and also ranked sixth in the state in this week's Sports Writers poll. Move the chains here for Sydney. A run to the outside there by Cash, and this will move the chain. Sydney will be out to about the 33-yard line, now going left to right. Again, in the gray uniforms with the white trim, the maroon trim, and the pink socks here for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Dylan Easton in the shotgun. He's got a man in motion, two wide receivers split to the right. Easton's going to take it himself, and right through the middle of the pile, gets about 2 yards here on first down, out to the 35. And I would say the last 2 or 3 weeks, Easton's had less and less room to run as more teams are keying on him.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, football, just like any other sport, it's a copycat league. Everyone watches each other's film now and stuff like that. And I really think what we saw Lansing do and then last week Oneana has definitely got to be something that most teams are going to try to do, with not giving him any room to go anywhere. We're following him no matter what, wherever he goes.
Easton drops back to throw and completes it to the far side. Good out to the 40. Boy, it was a long pass play, but only good for about 3 or 4 yards. And so a third down and 4 coming up. And that was on the outside, Grady Loeffler, wearing a new number tonight. Some shuffling around of numbers for Sydney. He's wearing number 10 tonight instead of number 1. Great catch on the outside, but right there was Braden Swarthout on the tackle for BG.
It's almost that basketball defensive mindset when it comes to Dylan Easton. It's like, we're going to let anyone else try to beat us except for you. And that's very much like a basketball-style defense where we're not going to let their best player score, get the ball, anything like that. That's what a lot of teams are doing.
Sydney on their own 40. Third down and about 3 to go, and they try to hand it off to Cash. Nowhere to go. He's met by a wall of white and navy blue, led by Timmy Kinter again to bring him down. And fourth down coming up here for Sidney. Sky, you're in a tough spot here. It's about fourth and five, so definitely not a gimme. Maybe even fourth and six. You got to punt this one away. You're near midfield. It's a tough call.
Well, it looks like they're going to, but then again, their punter's also their quarterback. He's also a phenomenal runner, so you never truly do know. That's the difference between high school and, you know, NFL or college when they bring on the real punter.
Timeout's going to be taken by Sidney. They want to think this one over. 3:25 to go, first quarter. Bainbridge-Guilford 6, Sidney nothing. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumberyard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sidney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, Sidney. Talking things over here. Trailing 6-0, fourth down, about a fourth and six, and they're standing on their own 38. And before the timeout, looked like they were going to punt it away. We'll see what they decide to do. Might just be talking over some coverage here. 3:25 to go, first quarter. BG 6, Sidney nothing. Just a reminder to visit natelull.com if you're looking for local scores and standings for all our fall sports, and also our very popular top scorers page right now. We're doing it for soccer and for field hockey this year. If you're looking for goals and assists for local players, you can find it all right there under the top scorers tab.
I don't think BG knows they're going for it. They got a guy deep.
Sidney's going to go. Yeah, Easton pulls it down and runs, and he's got the first down. He's at the 50. Easton to the 40. He's into BG territory, scampers out at the 30. Marshfield was still back waiting to receive that ball, maybe just to be safe. Not sure, but Sidney goes for it on fourth down. They got it.
I mean, they didn't just, you know, run out there and snap the ball and caught him off guard. They were lined up, and BG just didn't pick up on it or make the change or anything like that. That was kind of interesting to see, Nate. I was watching stand back there to return the kick, and that's one less guy you got to worry about and block to pick up that first down. That's what they did.
Wow, a big play there for Sidney to go for it on fourth after the timeout. And now we'll have a whistle here on first down. BG wants to take a timeout. And so Sidney has it going left to right in BG territory at the 30. For Skylar Thompson, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
The Sidney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDO. And McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sidney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sidney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sidney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. 6-0 lead for BG over Sidney with 3:15 to go in this first quarter. The BG touchdown was a 60-yard run by quarterback Connor Davey. Sidney trying to answer, and just a classic rivalry game here between the Sabres and the Bobcats. And a well-designed run there for Dylan Easton. That's the thing, Sky. You get him space, that's what he's able to do.
Yeah, and that was a perfect example of it. As I said, just still kind of surprised that BG didn't pick up on it, that they weren't lined up to punt anymore. But let's see if this gives the Sidney offense a little bit of momentum here.
And here is Easton on first and 10. Flush to the outside. He's just got to throw this one away. The BG pressure has been there. Timmy Kinter has been all over the place here on the line for BG, as well as Enoch Ross. He's been in there a couple of times, and also Elliot Briggs breaking through. And so, nice job by that BG front to get through.
Interesting play call there, Nate. We're on the short side of the field, and they had him rolling out where there's not as much room to go to roll out, and everyone, all the receivers were coming back that way, too. So you're giving yourself less room to roll out, to scramble, go upfield, or the receivers to run the route.
Easton wants to run here. He's got some blockers to the left side. Here on second down, he's going to pick up about 5 yards. So I'd say we got a third and four coming up here for Sidney at the BG 25.
And this is where it feels like they've been every single possession they've had the ball on third down, just Now let's see what the play call will be. It's about even shorter than that. He picked up more than we realized.
Yeah, going to be about a third and three or four, I would say. Lined up on the left hash, far side, two wide receivers split to the left. Easton in the shotgun. Cash off his right hip. They go to Cash. First down for Sydney, diving forward to the 20. Cash gets just enough to move the chains.
And I like that play call right there. That's better than I thought. The first possession on that third down to drop back and pass. Cash has been picking up the yards for the most part tonight, and I like that there. And a third down that you needed to get, give it there.
Sydney trying to answer here with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Sydney's got a first down and 10. Easton in the shotgun. Drops back, wants to throw, looking over the middle, fires, and it's almost picked off, but it's incomplete, as this one was just a little bit too far out of the hands of his receiver cutting across the middle, Logan Russo.
Yeah, he had him and the guy in the flat both open there. Went for the one in the middle of the field. I like it. Just a little behind him, but nice to get open there, and he's going to want that back. You give too many open looks like that, though, we know Dylan will hit him.
Second and 10 now for Sydney. With 2:15 to go first quarter, BG 6, Sydney nothing. Sabres driving, going left to right. Here's the snap. Again, wants to go to Cash. Left side, hits the hole. Goes forward. So we're going to have about a third and 5 coming up as Cash picks up about 4 or 5 on that second down play. Thanks for listening tonight as well on WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. Glad to have all our listeners out there online tuning in tonight, as well as everybody on CDO here in Sydney, 100.9, or our new Norwich frequency, 92.3. If you're over in Norwich, you can always find us now on 92.3 on the dial. Third down, this is a little farther than I thought, about a third and 8. And they'll hand it right back off to Cash, and he dices and slices his way up the middle. Cash is in for a touchdown for Sydney. About a 15-yard run for Corbin Cash, and we're tied up at 6. Nice run.
That was not the play call that I was thinking I was going to see there with an up-the-middle handoff, and I think the BG defense is thinking the same thing. Third and long, not the third and short, to medium-ish. We're not expecting a run up the middle in that situation. We're thinking Easton's going to keep it or throw it for sure, but caught him off guard. Great move, like you said, slicing and dicing through the middle there. I like what I saw right there.
We're tied at 6, and Sydney's going to go for 2 here after the touchdown with about a 130 left here in this first quarter. Easton with the snap. He's in the shotgun. Goes back to Cash, plowing his way forward. Did Cash get in? No official signal yet. He's down right on the line, and they're going to say no, he didn't get enough. So the BG push on defense is able to keep him out, and this game is tied now 6-6 between BG and Sydney. For Skylar Thompson, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system and home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. 6-6 now our score. These offenses, two heavyweights here so far tonight, exchanging blows, and this has been a fun one. Sydney's going to kick back off now to BG after that Corbin Cash touchdown. And we're tied 6-6 with a minute and a half to go in this first quarter here in Sydney tonight.
Sydney took the chance there, going for it on fourth down. Paid off big time for him as they tie the game up.
Little squib kick here is going to roll out of bounds, and BG going to have a good spot here at about the 38-yard line as that ball rolled right out of bounds before anybody could touch it.
How far forward will this one go? I don't remember, to be honest, how high school, when it goes out of bounds that far up, where they'll spot it.
Yeah, we'll see here as both the officials are looking at it. Coach Rizzo for Sydney right there to see exactly what the call will be in terms of where they're going to mark it. Interesting night here for Coach Rizzo, a former member of the BG staff just a few years ago. So going up against his old team, he's coached a few guys on the far sideline here for Bainbridge-Guilford. So as you said in our Butler Auto pregame show, Sky, that these teams just know each other really well. There's only, you know, 6 miles or so between the two towns, and so everybody knows everybody.
It's great because after the game, doesn't take that long to get home.
That's right. That's the best part. This ball spotted at the 44 now. That's where BG will start after it rolled out of bounds. Going to hand it off to Hampton. Cuts up the middle. There's that speed again for Hampton. He might be gone. No, just a shoestring tackle at the 35. Hampton brought down. Wow, what a great bunch of running there for Isaiah Hampton, who we're seeing more of tonight, by the way, because one of their other running backs, unfortunately, out for the season with an ankle injury, Caden Seymour.
Oh,
and
wow.
So we're starting to see Isaiah Hampton a lot more. And you remember, Seymour was a big part of that offense when we saw them against Walton. Injury on the field here for Sydney. So we're going to step away, and we'll get you updated on that when we come back. We're tied 6-6 between BG and Sydney with 1:23 to go in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Skylar Thompson with me tonight here on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. An injury timeout here on CDO. We have an injured Sydney player down. We did not exactly see who it was. It looked like it was maybe one of the guys on the line. But they are still working on him down there, and I believe they have called for extra EMS. So we might be a few minutes here. Tied 6-6 between Sydney and BG with a minute 23 to go here in the first quarter. We'll see if we can get you a Delhi and Tioga update. 14-7. Delhi is on top of Tioga late in the first quarter. So an update there for those two teams. Very nice. That's a great game tonight. As we said, there's a lot of good games tonight and tomorrow throughout Section 4. So if you're a high school football fan, a perfect weekend to maybe go out and catch one of these teams you've been hoping to see.
You got any sources for the ME Forks game?
I don't. Again, oh, hold on. 14-14, Tioga now and Delhi. And so that looks like it's going to be a barn burner back and forth. I don't. You know, a lot of people ask me for Binghamton updates, and I say, if it's something I set up well in advance, maybe, but, you know, most of the teams that we cover are up here, so we never really quite have the same amount of stringers down there as we do up here. So, but I'm sure we'll look on Twitter or X and see if we can find some updates. I'm sure somebody is there tonight updating that, because that's such a big game.
Nate Wall's not doing it. I don't know who is. So
that's right.
I don't know who.
They are bringing out the stretcher here, so we're going to take another break. Looked like an injured lineman out there for the Sydney Sabres. EMS on it. Coach Rizzo out there. And looks like they're trying to sit him up now. And I believe...
64.
Yeah, 64 out there here for the Sydney Sabres. He's getting a round of applause. And so Sydney with some new numbers tonight. And so I don't dare say exactly who this is. It was one of the linemen. They were wearing some different uniforms tonight. Dylan Easton's got different numbers. A lot of the receivers have different numbers. So we're going to confirm who that is and just make sure before we say it here on the air. But we're going to take a break. 6-6 our score between BG and Sydney. 1:23 to go in the first quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. We have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop. And I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Logan Mott was our injured player here for Sydney. And he went off on the stretcher. Dylan Easton, quarterback, went over, gave him the fist pump. He was waving to everybody, a thumbs up. So we'll hope that he's okay. Looked like some sort of a lower leg injury.
Yeah, it looked like it. They took his cleat off on his left foot, I believe it was. Didn't see anything, which is good. They ran, the EMS guy ran out there pretty quick. Then they signaled on for the stretcher pretty quick as well. So we knew something was going on. But as you said, hopefully everything is as good as it can be and recovers as quickly as possible.
They're giving both teams just a quick minute here to do some jumping jacks and kind of warm back up with 1:23 to go here in the first quarter. BG has the ball. We're tied 6-6 between Bainbridge, Guilford, and Sydney. Ball on the 35-yard line as BG is marching once again, going right to left. And so 14-14 between Delhi and Tioga. That game out in Tiger Country tonight in Tioga. And when I get a minute, we'll see if we can get a Forks ME update. Boy, again, going back, that ME and Waverly game last Saturday, really good game, 42-41. The guts to go for it for two in overtime. ME comes out on top.
Unbelievable. A game I wish that I saw.
I know, that's one of those where I was at another game and I said, boy, I wish I had like just skipped everything and
gone.
Gee,
you could have gone to that and then watched the Alabama-Georgia one last Saturday night and you could have seen two great football games.
I mean, it felt like Georgia was dead in the water and then...
What a thought, yeah.
All right, so we're back underway on a 1st and 10 now for BG. Here's Connor Davey. They're going to go right for it here, up over the middle, and just a little miscommunication as he was looking for Marshfield. Looked like Marshfield wanted to go to the inside. Davey threw it to the outside. 2nd and 10 coming up.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. He started to go in on that route. Davey thought he was either going to keep going straight or kind of go out there, and that's just a miscommunication there. But a little bit of a gutsy play call there right after the restart, and they were just going to go for it. I like it.
Yeah, they just came out and said, all right, let's see if Sydney's awake here. And they were able to have a chance but couldn't haul it in. 1:16 to go first quarter. We're tied 6-6. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson here tonight. We're glad to have you along for some Friday Night Lights. Second down and 10, BG in Sydney territory at the 35. Waiting for the snap, three wide receivers to the right. Davey looking right, throws, passes complete to Marshfield at the 20, lunges forward, at the 30, down to about the 28. So this is going to be third and short coming up here for BG, about a third and two or three.
And just before we took that injury timeout, Nate, we were talking about an injury for this BG offense of Caden Seymour. And interesting to see this offense without him. He's obviously a big part of the offense and defense, but Hampton's adding a little bit of a different feel to the offense with that extra speed that he provides.
Yeah, Seymour more of kind of a ground-and-pound guy, but we've been impressed with Hampton so far here tonight for BG. 35 seconds to go here in the first quarter. We're tied 6-6. Third and short, Davey says, I got this, cuts to the outside, first down and more, 20, 15, 10, 5, he's reaching and he's in. Nobody could get to him, and Davey scores his second touchdown of the night, and BG reclaims the lead, 12-6, with 25 seconds to go in the first quarter.
That was a pretty impressive run. I'm still gathering my thoughts on it because he pulled it there as another read play, and then just when you think you have an angle on him, he always just seems to like kind of have that extra little step of speed that it's kind of deceptive, but here we are with a little bit of a trickery formation, Nate, lining up for two.
Yeah, BG going to try to get some points back here after having their first extra point blocked. Davey shovels it right side. Can they get in for two? No, the Sydney defense makes the stop, I believe, right at the line. Didn't get in. And so Sydney not fooled on the two-point conversion. And so BG leads 12-6 now with 25 seconds to go in the first quarter here at Alumni Field in Sydney. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports. On WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Late first quarter here in Sydney. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson. 25 seconds left in this first quarter. And Bainbridge Guilford, two touchdowns from Connor Davey, now leads Sydney 12-6. Corbin Cash cashed it in for Sydney earlier tonight. So again, 12-6 the score.
You are so creative.
You don't like my dad jokes here tonight or what?
You know what? They are now officially, right?
That's
yeah.
Right. So BG's going to kick off, and Sydney will receive back at their own 15. Long kick here by the Bobcats, fielded by Sydney. They'll bring it out at the 15. Cutting back here to the near side, out to the 30. Good run back here for Sydney, out to the 35, about to the 36. And a nice run back here for Grady Loeffler. Again, Sydney wearing the gray tonight with the maroon numbers. So sometimes you get the wrong angle. They can be tough to see. And so a good run back there by Grady Loeffler. Add in that they've added some new numbers tonight on some different uniforms. And makes for a fun night for the broadcasters.
That's why I let you do, the looking at the roster, the name, and I'll just go off of whoever you say. So I'm leaving it all up to you.
That's a good system we have. 15 seconds to go, first quarter. And so Sydney might have the last play here of this first frame. Here's Easton in the shotgun. Hands off to Cash. Driving forward, but again, nowhere to go. That BG defense, led by Isaiah Hampton, coming up from the back line, able to make the stop. Second down and 10 coming. And so that's going to do it for the first quarter with our score, BG 12, Sydney 6. Second quarter coming up here in Sydney on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season.
Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, so early second quarter here. Well, the start of the second quarter, BG football leads Sydney 12-6. And on that last play, Corbin Cash went into the line, and as he was coming off, looked a little wobbly, so we took a few extra minutes there. They got him over to the sideline, and they're looking at him now. So the injury bug biting Sydney here in the early going.
Yeah, and that's one of their they're real big key contributors to their offense here, hoping he's all right. He's never happy when he's out of the game. We saw that a couple weeks ago as well. So if anyone's going to find a way to get back on the field, we know it's going to be him.
Delhi now leading Tioga 21-14 in that game out in Tioga tonight, that game in the second quarter. Dylan Easton throwing back to the right side after he's flushed out of the pocket. It's incomplete. And so a third down and 11 coming up here for Sydney. We've now switched ends of the field, so Sydney going right to left. They have the ball here at about their own 39-yard line. So Delhi putting up some points on the road at Tioga. We should be seeing Delhi pretty soon. I got a Saturday on the hill on my calendar here coming up, so we might be seeing them as early as next week when they take on Spencer Vanette and Kander. And this one is picked off over the middle, went off the hands of a Sydney receiver, and Dylan Easton's pass is taken away here by BG. Connor Davey, guess who was right there on the big Sydney S to scoop that ball up. It deflected off of a receiver's hands, and Davey, Johnny on the spot, was there to grab it.
That pass was, again, just slightly behind the receiver, just a little bit, but it was just enough to where the receiver then got a hand on it, like you said, popped the ball back up in the air for Davey to make the catch there right in the right spot. He didn't catch it cleanly, or else he might have had a chance to run with it a little bit, but BG takes over here just on the 48-yard line.
So this is a big drive now for BG. Early second quarter, leading 12-6 with 11:40 to go here in this second quarter. BG now going left to right. Davey in the shotgun again with three wide receivers to the right. Steps back, wants to throw. He's got Hampton who dropped it. Ball's on the
turf.
That's
got to be a fumble.
Was this a fumble or not? They're going to say incomplete pass.
Ooh.
And so maybe BG gets a little lucky there as it popped out of Hampton's hands. Did he ever truly have it? We won't know.
It's not that. That pass was not forward, I don't think.
That's a great point. Yeah, we got a pretty good line on it here.
On this one, we had a pretty good line. I don't think that was forward. We can't throw the red challenge flag, of course, here in high school. But, especially even with the big Sydney scoreboard like we got, with the picture on it, we can't.
Second down and 10 to go here for BG. Right at about midfield here, going left to right. Davey handing off to Hampton. Slices through the middle, brought down after a short gain. So third and about 7 coming up here for BG. Can the Sydney defense hold again? And this is where BG maybe has been their most dangerous tonight. These kind of second or third and longs where somebody gets out to the outside, they get one block, and they've been gone.
They just have those explosive athletes. They just do. And they have so many different options and ways they can beat you on offense with Davey, of course, Hampton out of the backfield, the receivers. There's just so many different options. And if you're a defense, you don't really know on these third and longs which way are they going to go. Are they going to throw it like most teams might in this situation? Or is the quarterback going to keep it? Are they going to hand it off? You don't know.
10:45 to go here, second quarter. BG 12, Sydney 6. BG with the ball at midfield after an interception. They're able to get it back in good field position. And now we got a flag on the play. I believe this one's going against BG. Yeah, delay a game here. And so not what head coach Art Regas wanted to see. This is going to make BG go back in the other direction. What made a third and about seven is going to be about third and 12 here.
And it looks like they're not even going to huddle up. Whatever that play call was, we're sticking with it.
So third down and long. BG has shown they're not afraid to go to the air. Let's see what they have here. Again, three wide receivers stacked to the right, one to the left. Davey in the shotgun with Isaiah Hampton off his left hip as BG goes left to right. And Davey wants to throw. He's got a receiver. It's Marshfield. Juggling catch. He's got it and dragged down at the 10. What a catch there by Marshfield in coverage. Move the sticks here for the Bobcats.
Just another perfectly placed football. I mean, that throw was just right where it needed to be, where only his guy could get it, right in stride. I mean, from a couple weeks ago when we watched him play against Walton to now, I mean, this is a completely different quarterback.
I mean, he threw four interceptions that night, and Walton really seemed to have his number. He was frustrated with himself. Davey looking really cool and crisp here tonight. He's got BG with a 12-6 lead, early second quarter, and now they're at the 10-yard line looking for more. Davey in the shotgun. Here's the snap. Hands it off to Hampton. Cuts to the inside. Hampton runs over a defender and brought down at about the 4-yard line. Second and goal to go now here for the BG Bobcats. Great opportunity to take away some points after that interception. 9.5 to go. Second quarter. BG 12. Sydney 6. Sydney looking for a stand on defense if they can. Davey in the shotgun. He's already got two rushing touchdowns here tonight. Can he make it three? Cuts to the outside. Davey with a stiff arm. He reaches forward. Is he in? Yes. Connor Davey for another six here for BG. He's just able to find a sliver of daylight over by the pylon.
I really like what he just did there. It's one of the things that I like to do. I had to work at getting better at back when I was playing. He left himself just enough room to cut up but then bounce it back to the outside there. He knew the defender's angle that he had. So he took a step at the defender, had the defender take that step towards him to then cut it right to the outside, give himself just enough room to squeak inside the pylon. That's really tough to do, especially at the high school level.
Going to go for two again. They throw to the back corner of the end zone for Marshfield. He's got it. He's in for two. Another perfectly placed ball.
That really was. I mean, you couldn't have thrown that better. They did a little fade route, back pylon. I mean, only his guy could get it. Great catch, too, but wow, what a throw.
Nice two-point conversion gives BG a 20-6 lead here over Sydney. Again, BG 20 and Sydney 6. With about 9 minutes to go in the second quarter, we'll be right back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. BG leads Sydney 20-6. A nice run back here by Sydney. And we got a couple flags on the play here. Looked like they were maybe going to break one. Tackles out at about the 42-yard line as Sydney goes right to left. Grady Loeffler on the return. I think I saw a face mask and then, I don't know, maybe something else in there as well. There was the face mask and then another player came up and kind of hit him, I don't want to say late because he was still on his feet, but That one is going to go against
just
PG.
Just the face mask.
Just the face mask. So this is going to give Sydney some real nice field position. Marking it off from where he was tackled about the 42, puts them into Bobcats territory. Right, wow, they're going to have this all the way at the 40. And I'm sure Coach Regas not happy with that penalty for the Bobcats.
No, but on the flip side, if you're Sydney, this is great. We got the ball on our 40. You know, we just gave up a touchdown there. We're down two possessions now. Great opportunity to put this in the end zone and make it a one-possession game.
Yeah, Sydney trying to claw their way back into this with 9 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's Bainbridge-Guilford 20 and Sydney 6. Easton to the inside. He's got a block. Cuts to the outside to the 30. Still on his feet. Easton to the 25 before he's brought down there. A nice 10-yard run or so here. I think he got the first down here for Sydney.
Yeah, he's always looking for that little extra second, half second of a block there from his guys on the outside. But you saw there again, he got just enough room. And the way he makes guys miss, and I thought he was going to get tackled in one spot, broke it, picked up a couple extra yards for the first down.
8:45 to go, second quarter. Sydney trailing 20-6 at home here against BG. Senior night, a great crowd on hand here at Sydney High School. Waiting for the snap. Drops back. Easton wants to throw. Goes right corner of the end zone. This one is caught. We got a flag on the play, though.
Multiple, actually.
Yeah, it's in for the touchdown, but let's see what happens. Great throw by Easton.
Based on what I'm seeing, I'm thinking this is on Sydney. Oh, no. That's an in.
Yeah, ineligible man downfield here for Sydney. Negates the 30-yard touchdown pass. Wow, and a nice throw by Easton. And a good play taken away here, Scott.
No, and that's just going to be frustrating for the coach because what happened there is they didn't line up correctly. And we've seen stuff like this from Sydney where the motion, they start going forward to the line or, you know, they're not lined up correctly. And that's a situation like that right there where they have a great play, great throw, great catch, score a touchdown, but just a simple miscommunication error on the lining up for the formation.
So this will be a first down and 15 now. Easton drops back, throws left side. It's incomplete. Intended receiver really didn't have a chance at that with 8:24 to go second quarter. And so he was looking there for Nick Hartwell. Second and 15 for Sydney. Back at about the 30-yard line here. They're deep in BG territory. So a big second down coming up here. Cash is back in the game, by the way. So as you said, it's hard to keep that guy out of the game.
You knew he was going to find a way to get out there.
So here is Easton in the shotgun. Wants to hand off to Cash. He does. Again, crashing up the middle. He's got some room down to the 15. Close to a first down for Corbin Cash.
I think he did get it, actually.
Yeah, move the chains. With 8:15 to go in the second quarter, it's BG 20 and Sydney 6.
You must have known he was getting the ball or something because you brought him up right before that play.
Is that
headset like with the coaches too?
That's right. I'm hearing it all. No, I wish. That'd be great. Oh, I just happened to see him trot back out there. And then one play later, he's getting the ball, gets it back here again. Cash up the middle. This time a shorter run, but he's brought down at the 10. Second down coming up here for Sydney. Second down and about 6 to go. They are on the 10-yard line. Stay tuned in just a little bit. We'll have our Rabideau Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll keep an eye on that Delhi and Tioga game as well, which looks like it's going to be a barn burner there between the Bulldogs and the Tigers. Second down and about 7 to go. They can pick up the first down without scoring. So here is Easton in the shotgun. Two wide receivers to the right, man in motion from left to right. They fake the handoff. No, they do. They sweep it to the right side, and nowhere to go on that far side for Sydney. Handoff there on the play with nowhere to go for Sydney. So a third down and about 6 to go here for the Sabres. Again, they scored on this possession, had it taken away by an illegal man downfield. And so we'll see if they could punch it in here.
This is a big call here because even if you don't get the first down, it could make your fourth down that much easier to convert, Nate. So I'm curious to see what they call here. We've seen Cash run the ball very well so far early in this game.
Going to hand one off to Cash. No, QB keeper for Dylan Easton. driving the pile forward. I think he's very close to a first down at about the 6-yard line. I don't think he got it, but it'll be fourth and, oh, a little farther than I thought, about a fourth and 3 here, Scott.
Yeah, well, that's what we were just talking about, though. It makes your fourth down that much easier. And let's see what this big, this is a huge call right here. You got to get this if you're Sydney.
Got to get this down 20-6. You're knocking on the door, and we have a flag on the play before the snap.
And BG's clapping, so.
And going to be a false start here against Sydney, which makes this fourth down about a 4th and 8. And again, you're in the red zone. You're down 2 scores, late second quarter. Just in terms of just momentum and how you're feeling about this game. Sydney punches it in here. They're right back in it.
And this just brings it right back to where they were. That last play almost now doesn't happen. And this is, as I said, this seems to be what we've seen so far early out of the season from Sydney, is they get themselves in great positions, but a penalty like that, just like with the touchdown play, just moves them back and makes it a bigger challenge for them.
Fourth down and about 9 to go. It's 4 down territory, so they're going for it. Easton checking the play on his wristband. He's got a man in motion waiting for the snap. Rolls to the right. Wants to throw. Pass is knocked down. Turnover on downs. The BG defense was there, and the Bobcats hold deep in their own end with about 6 minutes to go in the second quarter, and BG leads 20-6. So a nice drive, helped by a couple of penalties to get them down there, but then the penalties hurt Sydney in the end on their own.
Yeah, you pick up that face mask and get the ball on the 40-yard line. Great spot to be, especially after giving up the touchdown, down 20-6. And, you had the touchdown play, you know, called back, and then, you know, but you still pick up the yardage, you get yourself fourth and short, then a false start to move you back makes it that much tougher for them to convert.
I did notice Deion Taylor back out there tonight. He had one of those sweeping runs, different uniform tonight, so just wanted to make sure I mentioned that. But this is going to be BG coming back out here with 6:10 to go in the second quarter. It's BG 20 and Sydney 6. And another big possession coming up here for the Bobcats. Connor Davey with 3 rushing touchdowns tonight. The quarterback here for BG wants to hand it off. Does. Hampton pushing forward out across the 10 to about the 13-yard line here. BG trying to get some real estate to work with. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. And we'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. Very busy week around the area with a lot of different sports. We are in one of the busiest times of the fall season right now. 5.5 to go here, second quarter. BG running up the middle with Davey, quarterback keeper. On second down at about 6, I'd say he got 5. No, they got it all. Move the chains here for BG.
He's just a tough guy to bring down. He's just shifty enough, just quick enough, just really good athlete. And just when you think you got him, it's just so hard to bring him down.
Believe it or not, I know a lot of people are very high on Connor Davey for football, but I would say his best sport is baseball. Tremendous baseball player. Go watch him this spring if you can. At the plate, in the field, he's a do-it-all kind of guy on the baseball field, too, for the Bobcats.
Is he a pitcher?
Does a little bit of everything for them, but I'd say, man, he's so dangerous at the plate. Here's a handoff to Marshfield, and he's got some running room out to the 40. He coughed it up, though, and Sydney's falling on it at the 45. I think they got it.
What? Is it? Nope, no. He was either down or out of bounds.
Wow, so Sydney jumped on it. Marshfield was stretching for a little extra, and it popped out, but BG dodges the bullet there.
Yeah, they did, because Sydney definitely recovered that one. Must have either been out of bounds or down or something like that. It was on the complete opposite field from where we are, but lucky break there for BG.
Yeah, it's a tough angle for us, that BG sideline on the far side. You know, we're up here in the press box, but that's probably the toughest angle.
Well, all those flashing lights on the necklaces make it hard for me to see.
Yeah, they're all over there in the bleachers on the far side. But a great catch and run there by Marshfield. So BG marching here with 4:45 to go second quarter. Lots of time for them. They lead 20-6. Ball out at the 45-yard line as BG goes left to right.
Clock stops, so he must have been out of bounds.
First down here for the Bobcats. Davies in the shotgun. Three wide receivers split to the right, including Hampton. Davies going to tuck it and run to the outside, 45, and he has nowhere to go. Sidney collapsing on him this time. Dylan Easton was right there to bring him down. Coming up from way behind the play. Quarterback on quarterback right there. So this is going to be a second down and 11 to go here for BG. Plenty of time to work with. Coming up on 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter.
He's still just a junior. I just had to reconfirm that in my mind from a couple weeks ago. That's crazy.
Yeah, he's it already feels like he's been around for a while as he's been on the varsity scene here. This is his third season. Waiting for the shotgun snap. Three wide receivers to the left. Davey is flushed out of the pocket to the left side. Davey still on his feet to the 50. Still going to the 40 and driving forward for a first down. He ran about 15 yards in the wrong direction, turned it up the left side, and then picked up the first down. What a run there by Connor Davey.
They're not moving the marker yet, though, for the ball spot. So is this coming back, Nate?
We're going to see here. Yeah, we got a hold against BG. I didn't even see the flag on the far side. Wow, so that's a tough one. Another nice play negated. Now both sides have had really nice plays negated several times here. So this is going to bring up second down at about 15, a hold there against the Bobcats.
And the one time BG scores, it gets called back very next play, they score. Sydney didn't have the same luck, unfortunately, for them. But, those are always ones that hurt, too, because, you know, as you said, bounce all around the field, pick up a great run, and then you turn around, and I did all that for nothing.
You feel for Hampton. You hope, if you're a BG fan, maybe he can get something later because he had that 60-yard run just completely washed off the board. Here is Connor Davey. Steps back, wants to throw over the middle into double coverage. It's defended nicely there by Dylan Easton. And third down and long coming up here for BG near midfield. They have it on their own 40 going left to right.
Look at all these cheerleaders. Now you got like the really little ones, and we got even more over there. Wow.
My goodness, there's got to be 30 or 40 cheerleaders down there. Variety of ages looking like, you know, elementary school all the way up through. Timeout's going to be taken here by BG. They lead 20-6 with 3:20 to go in the second quarter. For Skylar Thompson, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit shandello.org. Member NCUA.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. 20-6, Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Sydney here. And the Bobcats trying to make something happen late in the second quarter with 3:20 left. Third down and long, though. The Sydney defense trying to step up and hold here. BG has it at their own 41 going left to right. Trying to come up with another big play here. Penalties on both sides have hurt, but BG's been able to punch it in with three rushing touchdowns from Connor Davey so far. Waiting for the snap. Here is Davey, the junior QB, steps back, throws over the middle. Pass is incomplete through the hands of Marshfield, and a fourth down coming up here for the Bobcats. So now, if you're BG, fourth down and long, you're at your own 40. Assuming the Bobcats will punt this one away. We'll see. No, they're lining up. They're going to go for it. We've seen them do this before. Set up quickly before the defense can really get into it. Now they will punt. Davey with a sky-high punt. Nobody back to receive. Takes a BG bounce and rolls out at about the 28. So looked like they were going to go for it, and then they punted away.
That's the trouble, like you said. You know, like, line up quick, see what they're in. If they have a guy go back, we saw that with Sydney with the opposite way, you know. They called the timeout, came out. BG thought they were going to punt, actually ended up going for it. In this case, they will line up. If you go back, you know, maybe we'll go for it. If not, we'll just have him punt the ball away.
Well, remember, we saw them do that against Walton. The first time they punted, the second time, Davey took off and got a first down. So I had forgotten that they like to do that, and you got to really be prepared to do that, too, because they just line up right away and take off.
Yeah, and when you line up that quickly, too, you're no banking on the defense, maybe not even getting set or anything like that, too. So that's tough to stop, and I just remembered you saying that, too, from the Walton game.
3 minutes to go, second quarter, BG 20, Sydney 6. Sabres have it going right to left. Here's Easton, wants to tuck and run. Easton to the outside, turns the corner, and dives out of bounds at about the 40-yard line. I noticed something on defense the last possession. Dylan Easton was more animated than you hardly ever see him. Came up, made a few tackles, some fist bumps. I just wonder if, you know, he's got his mojo going now. We'll see.
Made a couple of nice plays in coverage as well, knocking the ball away. And he might, you know, he had a great run right there. Maybe, you know, right before the half here, get something going for this offense, for this team.
Second down coming up here for Sydney. And Easton in the shotgun. Drops back, wants to run again. Cuts up the middle, makes a nice move to the outside. Easton to the 50, he's got the first down before he's knocked out of bounds again. What a great run from Dylan Easton.
So it's not a super random name like you like to throw out here with Ben Roethlisberger or Wes Welker, guys like that. He kind of reminds me a little bit of Kyler Murray, who's a more current player for your listeners, you know, not having to go back in the memory log, you know. But so shifty like that. Like that run right there is just so much different movement. And not the biggest guy, but so much different movement and the lateral quickness. It's very impressive.
You see him plant and then just the way he can shift so quickly. It's got to be hard to defend. First down at midfield. Easton wants to throw over the middle, pump fake, pulls it down and run. Easton with another first down across the 40 to about the 38.
I think they actually mark him just short.
Wow, so a pump fake got him some room to run, and he made the most of it.
Drop back to pass. The guys in the defensive coverage, they drop back to cover the receivers. He sees a little bit of an opening, picks up basically 9.5.
So going to be second down in inches here for Sydney. About 2.5 to go here in the second quarter. It's BG 20 and Sydney 6.
You get the feeling, like you just said, that he's going, all right, you know what, I'm going to make things happen.
Easton now in the shotgun on a second and short. Sydney trying to drive down and get some points late in the second quarter. Easton pushing forward. Can he get the first down? He's got it, and maybe a little more to the 35. Just followed his blocker through the hole, and he was able to pick it up.
Four plays, four Dylan Easton runs.
Yeah, this seems to be the recipe. Clock is moving. Sydney's got to get set. Still got a lot of time with a minute 50 left. Easton in the shotgun, wants the snap, and they jump early. One of the receivers on the left side took a step, and that's going to hurt. Bring him back 5 yards.
No, and that's the thing there, and you could even almost see Dylan's reaction there and a couple others, you know. We get things going a little bit here, got some momentum, we're driving, and just something like that just stomps the momentum and pushes us back at the same time. It makes it just more challenging on us here at offense.
It's our third week in a row following Sydney, and that has been what has hurt for sure, is just little penalties that stack up and add up for them. First down and 15 now.
I want a quarterback keep to the right.
Easton dropping back, throws over the middle, pass incomplete. Trying to find Taylor over the middle, and it's going to be second down and 15 coming up here for Sydney. They trail 20-6 against BG with a minute 42 to go before the halftime break.
I still like the idea. You got the ball on the left hash. You know, you got a little bit more room over there. You know, I think that they're getting some good lead blocking for him. I would try it.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe using the pass to set up the run. Three wide receivers to the right. Easton, keeper up the middle. Boy, put on a burst of speed, but he's brought down there at the 35. Nice tackle by Hampton, who came up. So third down and about 9 to go now for Sydney.
That time they put the trips over there, so there was no one on the backside here. He kept it going back here on the short side of the field.
Clock is moving. Now it's stopped with 1:25 to go in the second quarter. BG 20, Sydney 6. Timeout's going to be taken here. And so we'll step away as well. Again, 20-6, BG on top of Sydney. Late second quarter on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Third down here for Sydney coming out of the break. 1:25 left here, second quarter, BG 20, Sydney 6. This would be big for Sydney to put some points on the board momentum-wise and to keep this maybe a one-possession game instead of two.
BG started with it, right?
Yes, BG got the ball first tonight.
So, if you can go down, punch this in, make it a one-possession game, start with it in the second half, that's huge right there.
So here come the Sabres. Two wide receivers to the right. Cash is off the right hip here of Easton. Waiting for the snap on a third down and about eight to go. Easton's got it. QB keeper for Easton. Sprints up the middle, first down. At the 20 to the 25, or 25 to the 20. And then brought down at about the 18, so move the sticks again here for Sydney with 1:17 left, second quarter. Great play.
He, you know, a lot of quarterbacks, regardless of the level, will get through, they'll see that, they'll get down or try to get out of bounds. He doesn't care about that contact. We said that early on, too.
Sydney going to have to watch the clock now. It's down to 1:05. Easton in the shotgun, two wide receivers to the right. Easton pulls it down again, pushing the pile forward up the middle, brought down. They're going to have to hurry, though. This clock's still moving. It's going to be second down and about six to go, I would say. Sydney trying to line up, down 20-6. Second down and six or seven. Dylan Easton trying to set it up, drops back, wants to pass, flushed out of the pocket, and he's going to have to throw it away. BG brought the house on the rush. Hampton had his hands on Easton before he tossed it into the right sideline.
There you go. There's the intentional grounding.
Wow, so there's the flag. Came in late. Was there somebody over there? Hard to say.
I don't think there was anyone actually in the area. And the problem is when you throw the ball away, it's actually got to get out of bounds. I don't think that that actually made it all the way out of bounds to the BG sideline.
So the officials getting together, the white hats talking. Got a flag on the play here.
And this would be a huge penalty.
Yeah, this would hurt. This would back them up quite a ways.
And it'd be a loss of down as well.
It's currently second and seven. They're inside the 20 at about the 16. This would be big.
Yep, there it is. Intentional grounding.
Wow. Loss of downs. So you're going to have third down, and let's see where they mark it. Huge loss of yardage. Going to come back to about the 35 yard. No, it's going to be even farther. No, about the 30. Okay, 34.
Nope.
No, it is going to be farther. Wow, this hurts. Yeah, this is...
Because it's from where he threw the ball. Yep. That's where the yards get added on, so... That really, really hurts.
Frustration on the Sydney sideline. Backs this up to about the 38. Wow.
Jeez, they got to get 30 yards for a first down.
Yeah, this is third and a country mile. And so Sydney had some momentum, but again, the penalties hurting. And so here is Sydney in the shotgun. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left, two to the left. So two on each side. 34 seconds left, second quarter. Easton drops back, flushed out of the pocket. He's going to run. Gets around two defenders. He's still on his feet. Easton gets out of bounds. Davey was there to knock him out at about the 25.
Oh, we got two flags down.
Yeah, we got a flag on the play here.
The same official threw two flags in the same area. Two guys were down. I don't know what happened.
My goodness. Looked like there was some extra stuff after the play. Back between the linemen, possibly. Longest second quarter in the history of high school football here. So maybe we'll get to the halftime report at some point. But especially this last minute or so, there's been a ton of different calls, and Sydney has just been going in the wrong direction.
Well, let's see who the penalties are on here, Nate. He threw two.
Yeah, threw two. One of them, again, was I couldn't tell if it was something that fell off a player because it looked like it was pink. We got a penalty against Sydney.
Personal foul.
A personal foul against BG. So we're going to wash, yeah. My gosh. And so we're going to come back and do third and a country mile again from the 38. With 25 seconds left here, second quarter. BG on top of Sydney, 20-6. And so Easton in the shotgun. And that was definitely for something kind of after the play, I think.
Yeah, I think the holding was during the play, obviously, and then afterwards something was, of course, said.
Hartwell in motion. Easton drops back. They throw over the middle. This pass is complete to Cash. He's at the 35-30. Cash still on his feet, down to the 27-yard line. He's tackled there. Still well short of a first down. Clock is down to 12 seconds left here in the second quarter.
I believe Sydney called a timeout.
All right, timeout taken here by the Sabres. They want to talk it over. Fourth down when we come back here for Sydney. It's BG 20 and Sydney 6 here on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Do have an out-of-town score update here between Delhi and Tioga. At the half, Delhi 21, Tioga 14. And you know, Sky, I'm going to have to look this up. And I probably shouldn't say it until I look it up. But I believe there could be some new rules at the end of sectionals for how teams get to states. We might get an extra representative into the state tournament this year. Again, I want to look this all up, but when we have so many good teams in D, we might be able to get more than one team in this year. So I'm going to look that up next week and confirm, because it just seems not real to me, but that would be cool to see. You know, all these years where we've had a couple of good representatives, maybe one more would be able to get in.
Yeah, and we've talked about all the good teams that are in Section 4.
Fourth down here for Dylan Easton. He's ripped down after the timeout. BG brought the house, and they're able to get through Ryan Larson on the sack for the Bobcats, and it's a turnover on downs. And so Sydney is going to go away with nothing on that drive when it certainly looked promising for them, and the penalties come back to haunt them. And so BG will get it back with 7 seconds left here before the halftime break. And so BG can take a knee, go into the break if they want to. Again, senior night here. Sydney's alumni field. They had the festivities before the game. Great crowd on hand. The soccer game earlier, Sydney boys hanging on for a 1-0 win over UVGMU. And so
they're definitely lining up
here. Yeah, BG's lining up like they'd like to get a playoff here in the last 7 seconds. Not just going to line up and take a knee.
But the way he's been throwing the ball, why not go for it? Well, are we going to get a delay a game?
Yeah, delay a game here against BG. And so that'll back them up a little bit. And again, this last minute of the second quarter has really taken a while, I'll say. So 7 seconds left here, second quarter. And now BG will march up to the line. They do want to get this play off with 7 seconds
and
left.
And timeout.
Timeout taken here by BG. We'll step away for 30 seconds. BG 20, Sydney 6 on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, BG talks it over. We'll come out here for what we believe could be the last play of the second quarter. BG leading 20-6. And this is Connor Davey in the shotgun. Two wide receivers to the left, two to the right. BG in the white uniforms, the navy trim. Going left to right, they throw over the middle. Pass is complete. They're going to do a little flea flicker back here to Marshfield. And he's brought down at the 45 as time runs out. He pitched it back. And they picked up some good yardage there. I like the play, but ran out of real estate. Halftime score, BG 20, Sydney 6. We'll be back with the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report in just a few minutes here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
I can't believe it. I just got...